first-person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Alan Ridge has a surprise encounter at his family's arch.
My grandpa, James Ridge, migrated from the Orkney Islands off the north coast of Scotland in the 1880s. His family farm was scoured by the same northeasterlies that once filled the sails of his Viking ancestors. Seeking more hospitable soil and weather, he moved 700 miles south to the county of Norfolk. James managed the farms of Kilverston, the estate of Lord Fisher, head of the British Navy. He fathered four children, William, born in 1899, and then three more, the youngest, my father Alec, in 1906, the year Lord Fisher launched HMS Dreadnought, the biggest battleship of its era. Alec always considered his birth of more importance. Four sepia photographs show the family posed under a rustic flintstone arch, the first with baby Bill, the others soon after each of his younger siblings was born. When I visited Kilverston 80 years later, I found the distinctive arch and posed my own family beneath it. An old man in gardening clothes approached and asked me if I wanted to join the family photograph. I told him about the arch's significance in my own family history. "Ah," mused the gardener, "your grandfather worked for my grandfather when I was younger than your children are now." The gardener was the latest Lord Fisher, owner of both the arch and the nearby stately home.
Alan Ridge is a cultural geographer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.